Citrus growers should scout for post-bloom fruit drop during this year's bloom season. University of Florida researcher Megan Dudney reports.
Post-bloom fruit drop raised its ugly head again in 2014. We hadn't seen it in probably two decades. It is a disease that infects the flowers directly and will cause the flowers to fall off as well as the small fruitlets. So it can cause a fair amount of disease loss, and anybody who's a veteran in the industry will remember the bad days of the 1990s and 80s when we lost a tremendous amount of fruit. To make matters worse, we now have a lot of trees that have off-season bloom, and so the inoculum is starting to build up in the groves. Then we also have rain coming in this spring, so it's expected that we'll have a problem with post-bloom fruit drop this year. The only way to really work with this disease and have a hope is to be ahead of the game and be planning for potential problems and then making sure that you don't have one, and if you do, get out there and get an application on as quickly as possible.
And tell us what products work to control post-bloom fruit drop.
So the products that work to control post-bloom drop right now, our best recommendations are the strobilur and fungicides. Unfortunately, they don't work as well as some of the ones that we have lost in the last few years. And the best treatment is to mix it with Furbam, but Furbam is no longer easily available this year. Apparently, the company has not made any, and so we don't have very much in reserve. So right now, the best I can recommend is a strobilur and application, but there are complications due to label restrictions.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.